The question today is, what does the Bible say about hell? This is the second part of this question. We've dealt with the previously about the text that everybody uses to preach about hell and to speak about hell in Luke 16, where it talked about the rich man and Lazarus. And we know that as we studied the Word of God, that hell was not prepared for man, but was prepared for the devil and his angels. But yet it's enlarging itself because men reject light that God gives them, and God has no choice but to send them to the place where He had prepared for the devil. So He's enlarging hell. Hell is in the heart of the earth. It's a place called Sheol in the Old Testament, Hebrew word. Hades in the New Testament. They're identical places, and it means the place of the unseen world. And in the Old Testament time, there was two compartments in those Sheol and Hades, and that was Abraham's bosom. But when Jesus, which was paradise, but when Jesus died on the cross and was resurrected, He come forth leading captivity captive. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 8 says, "And He emptied paradise out of the heart of the earth and carried it into the third heaven." And that's proof text of that's in 2 Corinthians 12. But we find that since He emptied it, now in the heart of the earth, in Hades and Sheol, there's only hell. There's only a burning compartment that's there. Now, we said all that defiles is not going to enter heaven, so God has to have a place for them. And He gave a representative list of those who will be in the lake of fire, which is Gehenna, which is after the great white throne judgment. They'll be cast there into an eternal abode of the lake of fire. And so that's that. But now there's a lot of teaching that's in error about hell. Several teaching. First of all, there's some who teach there's a purgatory. And folks, there's only two places. There's a heaven and a hell. I know there's a hell and there's a lake of fire, but they're equivalent. One day the hell will be emptied and all will be cast into Gehenna, the eternal lake of fire. But there's only two places. And the Bible said in John 3:18, "He that believeth on Him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." So purgatory is an erroneous teaching. I don't know exactly why the doctrine's there. Really don't even know where the doctrine comes from, except it might come from 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 18, 19, 20, along in there, where it talks about Jesus went and preached to the spirits in prison. Well, folks, He did go into the heart of the earth for 3 days and three nights, but He went to the paradise compartment, and across that gap, no doubt they heard the message, whatever it was, but it wasn't a chance for them to get out of the burning compartment of hell, or what some call purgatory. There's no chance of that. That's error. That's erroneous teaching, and it's not right. So therefore, I guess the reason for people having that is really a money-making thing, trying to get to pay the priest to get them out of purgatory. Folks, they're not going to get out of that. The Bible said in Ecclesiastes, when a man dies, it's like a tree falling. In other words, if a tree falls to the north, south, east, or west, it's going to lie there. In other words, it has no ability of itself to get up and move. And when a man dies, in whatever condition he is, saved or lost, there's where his abode will be, and he has no ability of his own to get up and get out, nor will others have enough money to pay him out of that place. That's not so. And by the way, even in the book of Revelation, chapter number 16, it talked about when the wrath of God is being poured up on this earth. And by the way, wrath is a part of the wrath is the hell that first people will suffer. Thank God the saints of God will never suffer wrath. Therefore, they'll never suffer the fires of an eternal hell. But in Revelation chapter 16, it talks about the group of people that had some awful torments because they were being scorched from the sun as God pours His wrath upon this earth and using the vials and the thunders and the trumpets at that time. And as a result, it said they gnawed their tongues for pain, and yet they repented not to give God glory. They did not repent. Twice it speaks of them not repenting. And if the fires of tribulation time will not cause man to repent, he cannot repent if he's in purgatory, as some try to say, if there was one and there is no purgatory. That's a false doctrine. It's an erroneous teaching about hell. There's a hell and there's a heaven. And man goes either to one of the two places, depending on whether he's received light and followed it to the acceptance to receive the Lord Jesus Christ, or whether he's rejected light and died in that condition and went to hell. Now, another erroneous teaching about the Luke 16, some call that a parable. If you'll notice, the Bible says, and Jesus spoke this in Luke 16, said a certain man. And when God says, the Lord says a certain person, he's got somebody in mind. He didn't call the rich man's name because it might have been embarrassment to his family. But he did call Lazarus' name there. And so as a result, it's not a parable. And if, even if it had been a parable, it would have been all right. Because God, what God says in a parable is true because a parable is a window through which to see truth. But this is an erroneous teaching about hell in Luke 16. It is not a parable. Other erroneous teaching of this is some say that hell is just a grave. And they'll take their translation of the Bible. And by the way, the New World Translation actually makes hell hotter than the King James translation does. And yet the people who use that as their text will say that there is no hell, that it's just a grave, that's all. Well, you realize something. Hell is really Hades or Sheol, which means a place of the unseen world. And in Old Testament time, it's where all the dead went, and often is spoken of as the grave, where all human activities cease. And to the natural man who judges from appearances, there seems to be no more than just the grave. He can't see beyond. He does not know the end or the total area. So it's erroneous teaching that the hell is the grave. The body goes to hell, goes to the grave, but the soul and spirit of a lost person goes to hell. For the soul and spirit of a saved person goes to heaven or paradise in the third heaven, 2 Corinthians chapter 12, and their body of a saved person will also go to the grave. And one day the graves will open, and those that have done good, which means to receive Jesus Christ as Lord of their life, will be raised to resurrection of life. And those that have done evil by rejecting the light, they'll have a resurrection also at the great white throne judgment, but it'll be a resurrection to damnation. So there's erroneous teaching. Also, I talked about the erroneous teaching of what Peter said on the day of Pentecost. People get a little misunderstanding about that. We said on the day of Pentecost there that as he's preaching up a fire, and he talked here in in Acts 2, on the day of Pentecost, when Peter was preaching, he said this. He spoke what David, he quoted what David said, and he said, verse 27 of Acts 2, "Because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine holy one to see corruption." In verse 31, he said, "Seeing this before spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption." And that's a translation of the Old Testament Hebrew word, Sheol, and a New Testament Hebrew word, or Greek word, of Hades. And that helps, sometimes messes us up. It gives us an error, because Jesus did not go to hell for 3 days and 3 nights. He suffered our hell while hanging on the cross. He paid our sin debt of an eternal suffering in the lake of fire while hanging on the cross of Calvary during that 3-hour space of time when there was darkness upon the place of the earth. And he did not go to hell. He went to Hades. He went to paradise. He went to Abraham's bosom, because he told the thief on the cross, "Today shalt thou be with me in paradise." And when he went there, he led captivity captive, emptied paradise out of the heart of the earth, and carried it into the third heaven. So really, here, when it said, "They'll not leave my soul in hell," they'll not leave my soul in Hades. They'll not leave my soul in Abraham's bosom or in the heart of the earth. It'll be transported into the presence of God of that day. And it was. And so, therefore, that's kind of an erroneous teaching. Another error that some people use is about hell. They say that the only way that man can be convicted of sin is be saved is to preach on hell. Folks, I want to tell you need to realize something, that's an erroneous teaching, because God said in His Word in Romans chapter 2, verse number 4, He said, "Lord, despisest thou the goodness of God and His long-suffering and forbearance, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance." See, godly sorrow works repentance, and therefore God's goodness brings you to that place. The works repentance is work. Deep cause grief inside that works repentance in your heart. And that's done by God's goodness, not by the preaching of hell, not by condemnation. Yeah, you need to be reproved of judgment, as the Bible says in John 16, 8 and 11, of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. But that's not what you need to preach on, that men might be saved. Now, I know there's many times in churches, many men have made professions of faith when someone preached on hell. If they're really saved, more power to it. But I want to tell you, even though hell is a truth, and we need to understand, it's not something you use as a tool to try to scare people into making false professions. I know many times when people, the preachers use this kind of tactics in church invitations and say, now, what if you died before morning? What if the Lord was to come before morning? You need to come and be saved tonight. Well, I've got news for you. If that's what motivates you to come, that's a fear tactic, and that will not work. That's erroneous teaching. And you realize something, it's God's goodness that leads you to repentance. And yes, you'll be convicted of sin. Somebody said, well, I was saved because I had a fear of hell. If that's all you had, you're not saved, because you must be reproved not only of judgment, which is hell, but also of sin and of righteousness. You need to be reproved of that. John 16:8-11 says, and so therefore you need to check into that. Now, we've got several questions dealing with this archived on our website, and you look them up. We'll be glad to answer any question you have. We love you. We don't want you to fall into error, but too many people are looking to the erroneous teaching about hell, and as a result, they've got false professions. They're not saved. I'll tell you an erroneous teaching. Some people say, well, I'm not bad enough to go to hell. Well, I want to tell you, the opposite's true. You're not good enough for heaven. The Bible says in Isaiah 64:6, but we are all as an unclean thing, and all of our righteousness are as filthy rags. In other words, we're not capable of pulling ourselves up by our bootstraps, and we're like the garbage dump outside of Jerusalem called the Valley of Hinnom, which is an example. That's where the garbage of Jerusalem went, and God said, if you reject my light, then I have to enlarge hell for you to receive you up. I didn't intend for you to go there. I'm not willing that any should perish, but all come to repentance. But because you chose wrong, because you chose darkness instead of light, because you went the wrong way, even when I convicted and gave you light and drawed you and wooed you, you still chose wrong. I have no choice but to enlarge hell to swallow you up and be in that place called hell until the great white throne judgment, where you'll be resurrected and stand before God, and you're proven guilty before a holy God and condemned to the lake of fire forever and ever and ever. May the Lord help us to understand these things. And another thing, somebody else says that Jesus preached more about hell than he did about heaven. That's erroneous, because the Bible, if you'll count them, if you'll look at them, you'll find that about 70-something times Jesus spoke about heaven in context of heaven. More times when he talked about the kingdom of heaven. And only about 19 times did he mention hell. And Jesus did not preach more about hell than about heaven. It's just something that sticks in man's mind. He wants you to go to a place called heaven, and his goodness leads you to that place. May the Lord help us to see that and move and receive life that God give us for His glory. This is Edgar Lee Pascal, host of Ask the Pastor, saying good day to you until we meet again on the air or in the air. May the good Lord bless you is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.